Psalms, week one, day six. The Psalms are prayers. Psalm 119, section Nun. Nun is a Hebrew letter. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have promised, and I will perform it, to keep the judgments of thy justice. I am afflicted even exceedingly. Give me life, O Yehovah, according to thy word. Be well pleased, I pray, in the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Yehovah, and teach me thy judgments. My soul is continually in the palm of my hand, but I do not forget thy law. The wicked put down a trap for me, but I do not stray from thy precepts. Thy testimonies I have inherited to eternity, for they are the joy of my heart. I have inclined my heart to do thy statutes, to eternity, to the last. The Psalms are prayers. Prayer, regarded in itself, is speech with God, in some internal view at the time of the matters of the prayer, to which there answers something like an influx into the perception or thought of the mind, so that there is a certain opening of the man's interiors toward God. But this with a difference according to the man's state and according to the essence of the subject of the prayer. If the man prays from love and faith, and for only heavenly and spiritual things, there then comes forth in the prayer something like a revelation, which is manifested in the affection of him who prays, as to hope, consolation, or a certain inward joy. It is from this that to pray signifies, in the internal sense, to be revealed. That's Arcana Celestia 2535. Now we read Apocalypse Revealed 376. It is common in all divine worship that man should first will, desire, and pray, and the Lord then answer, inform, and do. Otherwise, man does not receive anything divine. Arcana Celestia 8179. Those who are in temptations and not in some other active life than that of prayers, do not know that if the temptations were interrupted before they had been fully carried through, they would not be prepared for heaven, and thus could not be saved. For this reason, moreover, the prayers of those who are in temptations are but little heard. For the Lord wills the end, which is the salvation of the man, and he knows this end, but not the man. And the Lord does not heed prayers that are contrary to the end, which is salvation. He who conquers in temptations is also confirmed or strengthened in the truth stated above, namely, that in the combats of temptations the man ought to fight as of himself, but yet acknowledge and believe that it is of the Lord. While he who does not conquer entertains a doubt with respect to the divine aid and power because he is not heard, and then sometimes because he slackens his hand, he partly yields. From all this it can be seen what is meant, that prayer is not to be relied upon. For in prayer from the divine, it is always thought and believed that the Lord alone knows whether it is beneficial or not. And therefore the one praying submits the hearing to the Lord, and immediately afterward prays that the will of the Lord, and not his own, may be done, according to the Lord's words in his own most grievous temptation at Gethsemane. Questions and comments. Number one, what good and truth pairs can you spot in this part of Psalm 119? Number two, Psalm 119 has a set of verses for each of the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. Each verse in an 8-verse set begins with the same Hebrew letter. In this case, Nun, which has the sound of N. The Hebrew words beginning with Nun in these verses are lamp, I have promised, I am afflicted, free will, soul, put, inherited, and I have inclined. Number 3. What are some parts of the word that have served as a lamp to your feet and a light to your path? 4. We can certainly pray in our own words, but have you ever felt a special power when you or someone else has prayed in the words of the Psalms or other parts of the word? The Psalms provide prayers for many different states and needs. 5. Have you noticed a prayer being answered in hope, consolation, or a certain inward joy? 6. The Lord often does not answer our prayers as we wish He would, and especially not in the time frame we think would be best. Why not? How should this affect our prayers?